Hello, everyone. Joining us in the media center, he is our funny car winner of the 2017 Four Wide Nationals. Ron Capps, a tremendous victory and picked up a win just a week ago. And now back in the media center once again. First funny car win here at the Four Wide Nationals. Second win, 303rd for Don Schumacher Racing and the defending funny car world champion. Ron, you said that this was a very special victory to win this one at ZMAX and Four Wide.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, big props. You know, we say it all the time, and I just said it out there. Some of these drivers are saying that they don't like it, and they should stay home next time. This is a fun race. It's the beginning of the season. It doesn't impact, you know, the countdown later in the year. And I know Steve will agree with me. It'd be cool to have an all-star four whites, another one. You know, this is a fun event. It changes everything, your mentality, the way you approach a track, the way you approach each round. There's not very many times that you see that many drivers pop out of their car at the other end of the track and all smiling, win or lose. It's just it's an exciting race, and I really, really want to thank, Bruton, but Marcus, all the people at SMI. You know, we do a lot of cool stuff with them around the country with all their tracks, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a great facility, and can't tell you how many people fly in from all over the world and pick this one race to fly to. And granted, it may not be the best on TV. I think they're getting better at it, but what a fun event live. So anyway, there you go with that.
Questions for Ron, name and affiliation. Bobby Bennett, CompetitionPlus.com.
Ron, what was going on with you and John Forrest down there on the top end?
His wind light came on, and he ran a 93, went with 92, and they were talking to me down there, and they said that we were quickest of the round, but obviously he finished ahead of me, and I made it loud so he could hear me that I knew he deep staged and rolled it in, and it gets under his skin when I mess with him like that, and it's fun. And and so Joe here was interviewing me, and I asked him about Robert Height, and if he was in my quad, they just went 88, and it was quickest of the round, and Joe was trying to fumble through his paperwork and interview me, and the microphone was getting lower and lower, so I just grabbed it. And I said, I'll finish this interview. And then I turned around, and Forrest heard me, and he's yelling at the TV and Amanda, and he's yelling about this and that and taking his hat off and screaming, doing his John Forrest thing, which is fun to watch. So I thought I'd take over, and I went over to interview him. And as you saw, he was thank God it wasn't live TV, because we would all have been in trouble. But he's fun. You know, we mess around a lot. We have fun. I know people don't mistake my goofing around like that for lack of, you know, competitiveness, because you're sorely mistaken if you do. But I think it's great. And I know Steve and the rest of these drivers that won today, that's why the fans come out. You know, they enjoy that. And it was fun. And it's John Forrest. I mean, he'd be lying if he got called the GOAT and didn't understand what GOAT meant. He thought it had something to do with a goat. And I had to explain it to him. I said, it's the greatest of all time. It's a compliment. Ricky Carmichael, Jeremy McGrath were called the GOAT, Dale Earnhardt, Mario Andretti. I mean, it's the greatest of all time, but you know him. He goes off on a tangent about being called an animal. And so sometimes you got to explain it to him. But that's also half the fun.
I wasn't fumbling. Next question. Name and affiliation. Go ahead.
Jake Zielman, Performance Motorsports Network. I've actually got two, Ron. First off, back-to-back wins, obviously. Coming out here winning the Four Wide, it's prestigious, it's a big one. But coming off the championship last year, you know, right now, do you feel like this stretch, the championship, the wins that started this year, you feel like you're racing at the top of your game, the best you've ever raced in your career at this point?
I got a great race car. You know, there's people in this room that could drive that race car that aren't race car drivers. I'm joking a little bit, but I really feel that way. It's an incredible race car to drive. Ron Tobler, it's so fun to be up there listening to what their approach is round to round. It was hot. It was humid today. Steve will tell you. I mean, to be in a car and have it throw you back in the seat with that many G-forces, realizing the temperature that the track is, and still feeling that 6 Gs, and thinking, how on God's earth are these two Goodyears sticking to that ground and catapulting me? It's an amazing feeling, and it's due to those crew chiefs twisting the numbers. And it's, you know, I just try to rise the occasion, not be the weak link. And I'm very lucky right now. The biggest thing for us, believe it or not, it's great to win this Four Wide, but We're going to Atlanta, where NAPA headquarters are, next weekend. We just took the points lead, which is, it's very cool to go into where NAPA is based out of, and I get to go to the Coca-Cola Champions Dinner for the first time ever. I'm looking forward to that on Thursday night. So there's a lot of cool things leaving here with the points lead. Don Schumacher's in the house. He missed Houston win. He was feeling under the weather, so just a big win. But you know, to answer your question, it's that car. I mean, it really is.
And I know Joel, correct me if I screw this up. Steve messed up my numbers. I think that's what 10-for-12 now in Nitro for DSR to start the year, Joe.
Yeah.
10-for-12.
Oh, don't get Steve going. Don't you get him going.
Yes, correct.
But obviously, you have NAPA on your car. But I know all of DSR. Don was talking about it yesterday during the Charity Challenge press conference about you know, the impact that Terry Chandler has for the entire organization. And obviously, she's been under the weather to start this season. The kind of run that this whole, not just you guys, but this whole team has had this year, is that, you know, maybe made a little extra special by the fact that, you know, she puts so much into this team, and to go out and perform kind of in her stead with not being able to be here right now?
Yeah, it's, you know, we text back and forth, and we are definitely wishing her to get back here soon. There's a lot of stories today. Steve's got one as well. It's unfortunate, and you forget that while we're racing, and it's my job, and I get up in the morning with more motivation than I guarantee probably anybody in the pit area to do the best at my job on and off the track. There's lives that were, you know, people struggling for their health and in real life. And this is all fun, but sometimes it's that phone call, it's a shout out, things like that. Somebody that may not be living much longer, you know, and it goes a long way. So you just got to keep a good balance of, yeah, we get to do this for a living. I love nothing better than write race car driver on an application for credit or whatever it may be. It's the coolest thing in the world to write that as an occupation, believe me. But you got to remember, it's you know, it's life has got stuff thrown at you all the time. So it's just a matter of enjoying this and trying to take it in. But gosh, Terry, you know, she's in for a fight for your life. You know, these things come that you hear about, and it's the people that you would, that shouldn't go through it. In your head, you're like, my gosh, I mean, look at what she's done for kids that have been dying and one last wish and the things that she's done, and now she's in a fight for her life. So we're all trying to pull together and do our best. She's a tough woman, man. She's in for a fight, but you know, we love her and we miss her. And hey, if she wasn't out here, there's two really good race car drivers and about 25 team members that wouldn't have jobs. They might have jobs elsewhere, but that's two race cars with Beckman and Tommy Johnson that she puts out of her pocket. And you feel she could go live on an island somewhere and drink Mai Tais for the rest of her life. And but she chooses to come out here and employ good people, and we love her for it.
Next question, Ron Capps. Stan.
Fake news, fake news. Fake. Sorry. I always want to do that.
I haven't posted that yet. Ron Stancrick, more outside the box. The run itself, was it a perfect run? Or what? Can you describe the run?
No, every run is, I don't know about the dragster, Steve can talk about it, but these, you know, when they built this place, it's downhill a little bit. They were gracious enough to fix. When you used to stage the car, you would leave, and you couldn't see the track when you staged the car in a funny car, because you staged on a flat area, I'm not sure a lot of you know this, and then it's a gradual downhill. Pomona's a little downhill, but this track, you couldn't see the surface of the track when you're staging. Well, they fix a little bit of that, but when you leave, it still has a little bit of that where it went from straight to start its downhill descent. And a funny car is so short wheelbase, and we don't have the 300 inches to get a run at it, but it's a little jump, believe it or not. It actually leaves, and it goes, and it goes over this little jump. So we get a scary drive shaft like it's going to come loose on the computer. I feel it in the race car, and every bit of me puckers up because I'm ready to pedal it. But it's just it's a unique situation, a funny car. I'm not sure the dragsters go through it. But so every run, we don't know if we're going to make it down. And it kept going 92, 92. And then I took a little bit on the starting line and went 93. So it probably went 92 again. And that's just Ron Tolber and the guys. So he gives me confidence. I just try to go up there and, again, not mess up. My job is I can't make that car go any faster. And Steve can't. We can't make these race cars go any faster. And funny cars and dragsters, you are in that car to not mess it up, because every dial's been turned to run what they think it'll run optimally, and we just try to do the best we can. So it's, believe me, no point today did I ever think, oh, we got a great race car that can win this race, and felt calm about it, because I didn't.
Okay, just real quick, did you know you'd won immediately, or did it take
That was, yeah, I'd had a solid light on. When you don't finish first, you finish second, your little guardrail light is solid. When it blinks, apparently you win, and I saw that on that run. I didn't see it the semifinals. And my guys, I heard a little bit of radio transmission in the shutdown, and all I heard was static yelling and some dirty words. And so I thought, that must be a win. So then you come around the corner, and there's all of our mellow yellow people out there waving you over to the side by the TV. Then you know for sure. Yeah, man.
Additional questions for Ron Capps, our funny car winner. Ron, I got one more for you. We're headed to Atlanta. But the Force cars were the number 1, 2, and 3 qualifiers. Comments were made that there would be a discussion or a talking to the teams to motivate because the Force cars came out so strong in qualifying. But in the final round, you had 3 Schumacher cars. Was there any talk? I know Don was in the house. Any motivation because you guys really stepped up on race day?
We didn't feel good about it. I mean, it was, trust me, sitting in our lounge and Tober on a computer, every flash of somebody walking in our trailer, I was waiting for Don to come in. I'm sure he was not happy about it. But again, qualifying's qualifying. We didn't qualify the best on that Friday night where we thought we should have. We knew it. We were just hoping for, just to stay where we were and have lane choice first round like we did. And they're tough. You know, you hear Steve talking about racing DSR. It's so fun right now because it's so competitive. When we look back 20 years from now, I know when I look back, it's going to be, man, I was in the sport at its most competitive part. And it's just, you don't know. There's guys showing up that are not as big a budget and can still run the number. And drivers are hungry, and drivers are in the gym, and they're working out. And 15 years ago, when I came into the sport, there was no drivers in the gym but me. John Force, Etchells, Al Hoffman was in the bar. He was never in the gym. I got to race with some cool throwback guys that was neat. But now everybody's on, they've finally caught up, and it's tough. Man, it's tough.
I should have asked you real quick. Have you talked to your wife and kids?
Oh, yeah. First phone call I made. Yeah. And my mom. Yeah. My mom cried. Said that she wanted a yellow hat. As if I don't give her one every time.
There you go. Ron, thank you very much. Yeah, man. Your funny car winner here at the 2017 4 Wide Nationals. Ron Capps, your reigning mellow yellow champion.